You're listening to The Brinkman Adventures, a new family audio drama, and we're so glad you've joined us for a time of fun, excitement, and adventure. The Brinkmans are in the process of delivering a school bus to some missionaries in the Central American country of Belize. Along the way, they've met John and Donna Benty, former missionaries to Hong Kong. After a two-day visit, they're packing their bags and getting ready to hit the road.
You ready for this trip, Jack?
I think so. Like I mentioned, we're doing a concert in Belize the day we get there. We'll have to drive hard. Great coffee. Hey, thanks again for letting Ian sell your ring. They're really going to appreciate that curriculum down there. I can't wait to see their faces.
Glad I could help.
Do you still swim? Your ring. It had a swimmer on it.
Oh, that. I still swim a little. It's good exercise. In the day, I was pretty good. I worked as a lifeguard at the Camp of the Trees.
A camp lifeguard, huh?
Yeah. Jack, one day, I was sitting up on my lifeguard chair. I was tan and ripped. All muscle. King of the beach. And then I heard something I'd never heard before. I yelled to another lifeguard in a boat through my bullhorn.
Bob! Row to the center!
We had this pole to get down from our lifeguard tower. I took hold of it and jumped. I was fine until I hit the ground face first. I was going all out. Water's easy to run in when it's shallow. But by the time I was up to my waist, I was winded. Bob, keep rowing! I'll meet you! I swam for all I was worth and as hard as I could. And when I got out there, the guy was gone.
John, you okay?
I'm fine. Where is he?
He went under right before we got here. Dive!
All right. I went under and immediately saw him. He was just suspended, motionless. Little bubbles were coming out of his mouth. And standing on the bottom of the lake, I grabbed him and with all my might thrust him straight up towards the surface.
Where is he? What was that bang?
He's under the boat.
Go back and get him.
Oh, God, please help us.
So I went back under him, and when I saw him, he was still suspended. But now there was blood coming out of the top of his head. I grabbed him and I threw him to the surface again, this time next to the boat.
I got him. He's unconscious.
Hang on. I'm getting into the boat.
He's bleeding all over. What did you do? I think he's coming too.
Come on, let's pull him in.
Let go of the boat. We can't pull you in.
Hey, let go.
He doesn't hear us.
Hey, let go, mister.
Here, sir. I got you. You're gonna be all right. Just hang on.
So, I paddled us in while Bob hung on to the guy and the guy hung on to the boat. We got to shore and people there attended to his wounds. I just collapsed on the beach, exhausted. An ambulance showed up to take the guy. And before they left, he called me over.
My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My wife thanks you. My children thank you. Thank you for saving my life.
Every year at Christmas, as a missionary, I'd get a check that said the same thing. My mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My wife thanks you. And my children thank you. Thank you for saving my life.
Wow.
You know, Jack, that story taught me something. Missionary work is often not as good or as pretty as we want it to be. Things go wrong. Sometimes we hit the man's head on the bottom of the boat. And sometimes we hurt people's feelings. A lot of things can happen. But the bottom line is this. The Titanic is sinking and we need to get as many as possible into the lifeboats. When we get to heaven, we're going to see people there who say, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My wife thanks you. And my children thank you. Thank you for saving my life.
Wow. I think I needed to hear that.
Daddy, we're ready. Everything's packed and we're all waiting.
All right, guys. I suppose it's time.
Hey, Dale.
Glad I caught you. Ian, Kate, I made you something.
What is it?
They're Gator keychains. I burned your initials into the leather.
Aw, so cool. Is it made out of Tammy?
No.
Too bad I don't have a car to go with it.
Oh, it won't be too long, Ian. Uh-oh, here comes Mr. Pennington.
Good morning, Mr. Pennington.
Good morning. Could I have a word with the two boys who were gathering nuts in my yard?
You can talk to me about it, sir.
Well, I'm sorry for accusing your boys. I prejudged them, and they were just trying to help a crusty, crabby guy, and, well, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay, Mr. Pennington.
Your kindness has touched me more than you'll ever know, and you Brinkmans can park your bus in front of my house anytime you want.
Thank you, sir.
I took those pecans and made a pie for the road.
You bake, Patrick? Wow, I had no idea.
Thank you, Mr. Pennington.
You're welcome.
I love pecan pie.
Can I have some?
We'll all get some. How about for lunch?
Thank you, Mr. Pennington.
Hey, guys. That rooster's behind the bus, under the crate of hens. I think he wants to come with us.
Aw, that's so cute. He's missing Henrietta.
You should take him. He's lonely here. No friends.
You guys want him? I can catch him.
I'm sure the hens would love a strong, protective rooster. If you can catch him, Dale, we'll take him.
He didn't even run! Can't tell you how many times I've chased that dumb bird. Incredible!
It's a new chapter, Ripcord.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Huh?
Nothing. Nothing.
May I pray for you guys?
That'd be great.
Father, we come before you and dedicate this family to you. Protect them as they travel.
Pawning that rooster off on them. You
did good, Dale.
Thanks. He should be himself in a few hours.
What did you boys do?
Oh, come on, Donna. You complained about Ripcord as much as the rest of us.
Did you give him...
You mean you gave him...
Just a whiff of ether. It won't hurt him.
Yeah, he'll be happier with those hands.
I can tell something's wrong by the way he's walking.
I agree. He's got that look. Well, what'd they say?
We need to fill out paperwork to take chickens into Mexico.
Oh, why?
They're worried they're terrorist chickens, I don't know. I wish that rooster would be quiet. It's not morning.
He crows all day long. That's what Mr. Benty said.
Oh, great.
Guys, we really can't afford delays. We have 2 days to get across Mexico. If we have a long wait here, we're not going to make it in time for the concert.
Couldn't we just leave them?
No, Mommy.
It'll be okay, Hope.
I don't know if it's worth the trouble, kids.
What would Henrietta do? Please, Daddy, can't you try?
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
If you don't, somebody's gonna eat them.
Kate and Kitri, get your songbooks.
Why?
Just do it. All right.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Beautiful.
Ariantur.
We're trying to get to Belize by Friday night to sing for the dedication of an outdoor amphitheater.
I wish I could come. You're going to do great.
Well, I filled it out, but now they need a vet to examine them.
What?
I'm a vet. I'd be happy to give your chickens a checkup.
Okay, guys. I'm putting the ice cream and pie in bowls.
Pennington pecan pie. This sort of has a ring to it.
Does Mexican ice cream taste different?
I don't know. Try it and tell me. Here you go, Gracie.
Thanks. Can I have some?
Here you go, bud. Don't spill.
Tastes the same, but even better.
I'll just take some pie. Ripcord's crowing. I think you want some ice cream, too.
Ripcord's always crowing. I hope that thing sleeps.
Sign here, senor.
Okay.
Do you have your room key?
Oh, sorry. Here it is.
And how was your stay at the Hotel Barahunda?
It was great, thanks.
Where are you going?
We're traveling to Belize on Carretera Federal 145D.
Carretera Federal? Oh, be very careful. Between here and Belize, there is muchos bandidos. They have big pickup trucks and they huddle on the road. If they chase you, don't stop. They take everything. They're very bad and dangerous.
Thanks. Okay, everybody in the bus, let's go.
Goodbye, sir. Have a good trip and be careful.
I will, thanks. Boy, this road's really gotten worse. I hope the tires survive.
Dad, I haven't heard Ripcord crowing for a long time. You think the chickens are okay back there?
They're fine.
It's really dusty behind the bus. Can't we just check, make sure?
Ian, I said they're fine. We're not stopping.
Hey, guys, watch Charlie when we hit a bump.
Whoa, don't hit your head on the ceiling, Pod.
I can fly the balloon.
Dad, there's a truck following us. The guy's waving. I think he wants us to pull over.
Oh, great.
Jack, what is it?
I'm not sure.
Why are you speeding up?
I want to see what he does.
He's getting closer, Dad.
It's a monster truck. Look at the size of those wheels.
Cool.
Susan? We may have a problem here.
You're scaring me, Jack.
Sorry, but I think we're being chased by bandits. The innkeeper warned us not to stop on this stretch. He said sometimes they chase you with trucks.
What do we do?
Well, we're not gonna stop, that's for sure. They can't force this bus off the road with a truck.
But what if they have guns?
Dad, he's trying to get next to us. Quick, go to the left. You cut him off.
Oh, Lord, help us.
He's trying the other side. Move to the right.
Faster. Come on, bus, faster.
Here he comes. Dad, the bus is broken.
Oh, no. We're overheating.
The engine's on fire.
It's not a fire.
What do we do?
Okay, guys, I'm pulling over. Stay calm.
Kids, in the back, quick.
Gracie, Charlie, Hope, come with me.
I don't want to.
Charlie, obey Kitri now.
Hide under the seat, kids.
Come on, Mom.
I'm staying with Dad.
Susan, she's right. Let me deal with them.
Be careful.
Wait a minute. We know that guy.
Mister, you forgot your rooster at my hotel.
He rescued him.
What a friendly guy. He came all this way.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
He made a lot of noise when you leave. I think he said...
How'd the rooster get out?
Need you ask?
Dad, you didn't.
Hey guys, this is Zane Brinkman. Recently I found a pretty cool verse, Romans 10:14. Basically it says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him unless they hear about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? By this I can see it's pretty important for me to tell others about Jesus. Have you ever found a cool verse? Visit our website at brinkmanadventures.com and write us. And now, back to the adventure.
Okay, that's all the water I have.
The radiator's full, but it's leaking. Oh, I don't know how far we can make it.
I think you make it back to town if you go slow. We have two mechanics. One is right before town, and the other one is by my hotel.
Thank you, sir. Now, how do you pick a mechanic in Mexico?
You could pray.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, senor.
English?
Un poquito. A little.
My bus has a hole in the radiator.
Tengo que mirarlo. I'll look at it.
Oh.
No es bueno. Necesito... No good. Need new radiator. No tengo. Me no have. En otra ciudad. Other city. ¿Sí?
Oh, I don't think we can make it to another city.
No es problema. I have motorbike.
Oh, you can carry a radiator on your motorbike?
Me no carry. You carry. Me drive.
Oh boy. Susan, Are you okay staying here while I get a radiator?
I'm fine. Look at the wall over there, Jack. It's full of Bible verses.
Wow. Praise God. Well, all right. I have no idea where we're going or when we'll be back.
We'll be fine. And I'll pray for you.
Okay. My name is Jack.
Me llamo Felipe.
Okay, Felipe. Let's go.
Señora, my daughter Rosa will get you anything you need.
Thank you.
Vámonos, Jack.
Mom, can I crack the eggs?
Sure. This is the last one. Hold it like this.
Can I help?
You can stir. Just a sec. Good job, Charlie.
That was easy.
Oh, it's Dad. Hello? I can barely hear you, Jack. Stir it like this, Hope.
They didn't have one here. There might be one 3 hours away.
Okay. When will you be back?
Hopefully before dark. It'll take us an hour to install, so, honey, it looks like we'll be driving through the night if we want to make it to Belize on time. You still there, Susan?
Yeah, I'm still here. That sounds a little scary.
Alaska.
This isn't Alaska, though.
Let's talk about it when I get back.
Okay. Be careful on that motorbike. We'll see you tonight.
See ya.
Good job, sweetie. It looks like they're done. Kids, brunch is ready. Charlie, run in the bus and get Michelle up. She's taking a nap on her bunk.
Yes, Mom. What are we having?
Scrambled eggs and apples.
Hey, Mom, can Rosa eat with us?
Of course. Hi, Rosa.
Hola.
Do you like eggs?
Sí. I had them once.
You've only had eggs once?
Sí, me like.
What do you usually eat?
Tortillas and beans. You want tortillas? I make them. Wait here.
Mmm, egg burritos.
They must be really full.
You should see their house, Mom. It's only one room. It's really sad. I think Rosa does most of the cooking, and she's Gracie's age.
Really?
I wish we could do something to help them.
No leaks. It's fixed.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, sir.
It was my pleasure. I'm glad I can help you.
Felipe, I used all my pesos paying for that radiator and your gas. I'm embarrassed, but I don't have anything to pay you with.
Oh, that okay. Someday, when I have problems in America, you maybe help me and Rosa.
Dad, we had an idea. We could give them the chickens. They could sell the eggs.
That's a great idea. Felipe, could we pay you in chickens? You could have them all. There's four laying hens and one very strong rooster.
Oh, no. No las puedo aceptar. They are worth more than the job. That is no good.
We insist.
Please, Poppy. I love eggs.
Muy bien. Gracias, Jack. This is very kind of you.
One thing, the rooster, he's a little...
Oh, I know about rooster. He be okay. Where are you stay tonight?
We'll be driving through the night.
Can I pray for you before you go?
We'd like that. Family, gather round.
Padre nuestro, te damos muchas gracias por haber traído a los Brinkmans a nuestra casa. Gracias por ayudarnos a encontrar la parte en Buena Vista.
Jack, I looked at the map.
Yeah?
Well, we can still make it without driving through the night. If we leave at 5 a.m., we'd be there by the time it starts that night at 6. Besides, if you stay up all night, you'll be shot for the concert.
Susan, that leaves no room for error, something this trip has been full of. If anything else goes wrong, we won't make it. I'd rather push through the night and be safe.
It doesn't seem safe to me, Jack.
Honey, we'll be fine.
I'm going back to tuck the kids in.
Are you feeling sleepy?
No, I'm awake. We just left, Susan. Please, stop worrying.
Just checking.
Lord, we're so off schedule. I have to get us there on time. And now we're down to the wire. They've been planning this concert for so long, we can't let them down. Am I making a mistake, God? My family is my first responsibility. It's you who accomplish things, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I've been trying to do this in my own strength. If you could part the Red Sea, you could easily give us smooth sailing the rest of the way. Okay, Lord.
Dad, what's wrong?
Nothing, son, nothing. Going back to the hotel for the night.
Did you guys see that sign? We're almost to Belize.
Yeah, 10 hours down, 2 to go. We gotta get there an hour before it starts.
Oh, no.
What's wrong, Jack?
Something happened ahead of us.
There must be 20 semis before that hill.
And who knows what's past the hill?
They've been here a while. That guy's reading a book in his lawn chair. Are they grilling hot dogs?
Well, this line obviously isn't moving anytime soon. Oh, Lord, I don't get it. Why?
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I'm gonna walk up ahead and see what's going on.
Can I come?
Sure.
Hey guys, remember at the border crossing? We prayed and then we gave a little concert. Let's do that again.
Well, Isaac, here we are. I can't believe this. There's no accident. Nothing. This is crazy.
32 trucks. I counted them.
Excuse me, sir.
Hola, amigo.
What's going on here? I thought there was an accident.
Oh, amigo. Bandidos ahead. We can't go. Waiting for policia to come. Muchos bandidos.
I need to get to Belize in 2 hours. We're giving a concert. When will the police be here?
Actually, there are no bandidos. This is a trucker strike. We are not moving until the government promises to fulfill our demands.
Sir, we really need to get past.
How far back is your vehicle?
About 30 trucks back.
Sorry, senor. I no can help. You're too far back. All the trucks would have to move. I would move for you, but most of them won't. If they let people get past, I strike. I'm sure you understand.
Not really, but thanks.
What's a strike, Dad?
The truckers want something. Maybe better roads or better police protection. I don't know. They're trying to force the government to give in by stopping traffic, including us.
Beautiful, girls. Wasn't it, honey?
Yeah, it's real good. I liked it.
Hey, Dad. So, what's going on?
It's a strike. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, we'll probably be here a day or two. If you need food, you could eat with us. We have lots of hot dogs.
I love hot dogs.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you. I'm sorry, Jack.
Even if I would have driven all night, it wouldn't have helped us. They've been here since noon yesterday.
What's happening? Dad, they're all moving out of the way.
Amigo! I talked to everybody. We want you to make it to your concert. Just drive down the needle. It'll be a little tight by the bridge, but you should be able to get by.
Thank you, sir.
Vaya con Dios.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been listening to The Brinkman Adventures, and this episode is entitled Mexico by Bus. Praising God can have powerful results. The Brinkmans found this to be true twice during their trip through Mexico. Will they make it to Belize in time? You'll have to keep listening to find out. While some of the characters in today's adventure are fictitious, Mexico by Bus was inspired by real-life events. To find out more about the story, visit our website, BrinkmanAdventures.com.
Kids, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of all the nations. Let's give ourselves fully to Him and share His good news until the whole world hears.